Did you know that outside of eating, your teeth should not be touching? Your lips can be closed, but your teeth shouldn't touch. Are your teeth touching now as you're listening to this? If so, you might be a grinder or a clencher. You may even have TMD and stress. It's getting the best of you. So whether it's financial stress, relationship stress, or you're stressed and you don't even know why, today we're going to be discussing the connection between stress and your oral health, overall health, and quality of life. I'm Dr. Jill Wade, and I want to welcome you to Beyond Face Value Show. Let me introduce you to my wonderful guest co-host today, Laura Lewis Edwards, our health and beauty expert. Laura, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Jill. Happy to be here again with you. I love this. Love talking with you about everything that's healthy and well.
Yes, and I hope I'm not stressing you out.
Well, before we started recording this, I was like, you know, I just love talking about stress. I love the topic. And who says that? But we are passionate about people living healthy, long, beautiful, high quality of lives. And you know, that question that you opened up with about, are your teeth touching right now? Really? Well, of course, I know better now because I've heard you talk about that before. But when I first heard you talk about it, it makes you go, oh, you know, lips can be closed, but I should not be touching my teeth when I'm sitting at rest.
Right?
Because that's not a good thing, and you're going to tell us why.
I am going to tell you why. We're going to dive into that here in just a minute. But you're right. Stress is such a mindset thing, right? And there's so many different things we'll highlight here in a little bit of things we can do to actually control our stress a little bit better and learn about the effects that it's having on our actual teeth, on our jaw joints and our muscles, even creating headaches and tension headaches and things like that I just don't think people know. And there's simple little things that we can do just to change that up. You know, stress, man, it's been stressful over the last couple of years, hasn't it?
It really has. Mm. I mean, well, let's go back to
the
big one.
No, but I know.
Thinking about that, you've talked about that, about even the impact of that world change when COVID hit and what happened to people in their lives and then what you saw with your patients even after the fact.
It was crazy. My patient base, because we do have a dental practice that obviously does cosmetics, but we also focus on dental wellness. So we're always treating the patient as a whole person, not just their teeth. They're not drill them, bill them, fill them kind of dentist. We really love our patients. We know our patients. We understand their medical history. We understand their family history. We understand their jobs. And we had them so healthy before COVID. And then when everybody got back and got back into the dental office, like, I can't even begin to tell you the difference that we saw in people's mouths in such a short period of time. Yeah. People were delayed in getting their teeth cleaned on a regular basis. But today's topic is really the biggest thing that I saw the difference of. And that's just how much effect the stress adding to their clenching, their grinding, breaking teeth, things like that. I'm going to share some statistics with you. It's just mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was in the middle of all that. I can remember. I mean, what a strange experience it was for all of us. Very foreign. And for us to deal with the unknown like that was just, even just sitting still, you were stressed because you didn't know what was going to happen.
Right. I mean, I remember being at home and you would think, I don't have to go to work today. This is great. Except I had not been to work since I was 20. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't know what to do with myself. And that was stressful, as strange as that may sound.
Yeah.
By doing nothing, I was stressed.
Right. And that was because your routine was all disrupted. You weren't able to do what you love to do. You weren't being able to take care of your team and go in and take care of your patients. And I mean, just even that is just one example. How about another simple example? Going to the grocery store at that time was so stressful. We didn't know what to do. You know, at least a lot of us didn't, right? That for me, you know, I always have grocery store stories, and that's one of them was like, wow, going in for the first time and having to have this new routine that they wanted you to have, or being afraid of, well, I brought groceries home, but is it okay? So just the little things that changed in our lives caused so much stress.
Agreed. Relationships. I won't touch on that too much, but let's just, I mean, statistically look at what happened. It either made you really love who you were with a lot more and appreciate them. Or we had a lot of families that decided that they weren't a right fit for each other. And the stress of it all just really made them decide to
split. Yep.
Just like the teeth did.
Oh, that was a great segue.
Thank you.
I'm going to applaud you for that one. It was very good.
Thank you. Okay. So everybody manifests stress and everybody manifests it differently. Some people can be, you know, busy all day long, juggle all these balls, and it's really not stressful for them. It's kind of like what they like to do. It's their lifestyle, right?
Right.
And then there's other people who any change, like you said, in disruption in their daily pattern of life gets really, really stressful. But guess what they do? They do all work it out just in different ways. Mm-hmm. So some people at night will work it out while they're asleep, being clenchers and grinders.
So if you're prone to stress, but you're internalizing the stress, it could manifest with the grinding.
At night. When you're asleep, subconsciously.
Yeah.
So I think one of my biggest things that I want to be sure to encourage people is that if you are that type of person, to find other lifestyle changes and additions so that you find things that you like to do, right? Exercise, meditate, journal, color, sing, spend time with your family, go outside, take a walk, do all these kinds of things. These lifestyle changes will help you process stress differently. And basically, I'll tell you why here in just a minute, but it's going to get you up and off of your teeth.
Oh, okay. Off your teeth.
Because you're actually doing something that's going to allow you to do something with the stress.
To release it. Right. Because I know what I like. For example, I always, even though I'm not, and I'm a big health person. I used to teach fitness back in the day and all that. But just the idea sometimes of going to work out, get on, you know, I'm like, oh, do I really want to do it? I mean, I really am one of those people. But then once I do it, I feel so good. For me, it's a great stress reliever, and I'm a better person for it. Not only just for the health part of it, you know, muscles, heart, everything else, but mentally and emotionally, there's just something about it that for me, it works to release the stress.
Absolutely. I'm amazed sometimes that when I'm in people's mouth and I see obvious signs of stress, related grinding or clenching, and I gently try to tell people what I'm seeing and that I quote diagnose them as that, how many of them are like, I don't do that. I'm not a clencher. I'm not a grinder. I'm like, oh, okay. So it takes a little bit of time to educate people. Mm-hmm. Now we use photographs in our office very well. Intraoral camera, little teeny tiny camera that goes in and shows great pictures of the teeth. And pictures are worth a thousand words because you can actually literally show them just like a puzzle piece of one thing going across the other and it actually changing the shape of the tooth until it makes like a shape that's not really the way the tooth is. It's actually literally deteriorating the teeth over time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then once I show them pictures, they're a believer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think it would be very difficult to know that you are grinding because you're asleep and it's subconscious and you're like, and this is what's normal in your mouth, right? This is a normal thing, but to show the pictures.
It's very powerful.
Yes.
Very powerful. So how do we, let's do this real quick. I have some great statistics that happened after COVID.
Okay.
Which just proves how much stress affects like the breakdown or the breakage of teeth, if I can get to it here for a second.
Okay.
So the American Dental Association, who's kind of our guru of dentistry, they came out very quickly after COVID with these statistics. And I'm telling you, to me as a dentist, this is staggering. 71% increase overall, the whole population of the U.S., for teeth grinding and clenching, 71% increase.
Okay.
Not just was there, it increased 71%.
Almost double.
63% increase in chipped teeth reported by dentistry. Mm-hmm. 62% increase in TMJ or TMD symptoms, which is the jaw joint.
And clenching.
Mm-hmm. Fires that up and starts to irritate it.
Okay.
And here's the staggering one. 63% of cracked teeth, literally putting enough pressure.
63% increase in cracked teeth
after COVID. I mean, like quickly after COVID. And that's what we saw in our practice as well. And I'm always telling people, like, think about it. If it's really simple thought process, it's like a hinge. So our mouth is like a hinge. And when it opens and closes, the most pressure that you apply or can apply is at the farthest point in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you can apply extra pressure back there, it's not used to, you're not wearing a night guard or any kind of retainers in your mouth to protect.
Create that barrier.
Yes.
Okay.
The pressure itself was so high for so many people that it literally broke or split teeth.
Oh, I've heard this before from other people and dentists and people it happened to. And that was just because of the intensity of the stress and the grinding and that pressure you're talking about. Because the teeth aren't just, you know, infallible, right? I mean, that you got to take care of your teeth, keep them strong. But
they are very strong.
But
there is a limit.
Yes.
So, Laura, we're talking about subconscious grinding at night with our teeth. A lot of times this also includes just, in general, sleep not being as good. And so it's just this weird, vicious cycle that begins to happen. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Mm-hmm. Did our sleep get disrupted and then we started grinding our teeth more? Did we start grinding our teeth more, not breathing quite right? And then now we have a whole bunch of nights that are no longer good sleep patterns because then that makes you tired, exhausted.
Right.
And what do you think that does? It just adds to the stress, right?
So it is this vicious cycle.
Vicious cycle. So we're going to come up and so we're now going to talk about some of the different solutions, easy solutions, affordable solutions that you too can do to stop so much clenching and grinding and stress.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
All right. So if I said earlier that your teeth aren't supposed to be touching unless you're chewing your food, how much time a day is that really?
Not much.
Well, not much really.
No,
right?
Not really.
Maybe 30 minutes, maybe at the most, 45 minutes if you added breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right?
Right.
So the rest of the day, they're not supposed to be touching. But what happens is a lot of people chew gum. When you chew gum for hours at a time, what do you think is happening to your teeth?
They're touching too much. You're almost grinding, right?
You are. It's like you're grinding food. Now it's gum. So in your mind, you're not thinking it's the same thing. But it is because you're grinding through the gum, the teeth touch, and now you're grinding all day long. Mm. So to me, if you are a gum chewer, that is the first thing that you need to really cut back on. I usually say buy some type of gum that's like ice, which is a xylitol gum, very soft. But it only keeps its flavor for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
So when the flavor's gone,
Toss it out. Okay.
Toss it out. Be really mindful of the gums that you're chewing. The longer the lasting flavor, really probably not that great for you because you're going to keep it in your mouth and you're going to keep chewing longer.
Right. Great tip. Love that tip.
And guess what? It doesn't cost you anything unless you break your teeth.
And then
that cost is substantial compared to just stopping.
Because if you break your teeth, well, you chip it, then you might be able to bond it, which isn't as expensive, right? But if you split your tooth, I mean, that's like...
When you split a tooth into two different sections, like it's tooth loss. We don't have any way to fix that. We have to take that out and look at dental implants or bridges and things like that. Now, you can have a crack in a tooth and still typically be able to save it with a crown. Mm-hmm. And so most people, not all cases, but most people have a start of a fracture of a tooth in a crack form, which is why we suggest putting a crown on it. Mm-hmm. Think of a crown like a baseball cap. You put it on and over it so it squeezes it together mm-hmm. so that it can't split or break. Because remember, I just said, once it splits or breaks, we can't fix it. You're going to lose it.
Tooth is gone. Got to go down that dental implant route.
Right.
And that's not an easy...
It's easier than it used to be when I first started in dentistry, but it's still not easy.
I've never had it done, but I've talked to people just about the length of time that it takes even to just get a dental implant.
And the expense. And so, you know, we like to talk about that all the time, right? What's the cost of doing something and the investment of doing it versus the cost of not doing it?
Right. Yeah.
And so, to me, let's talk about something else that can protect them. At night, when you're sleeping, subconsciously grinding on things, and that's retainers or night guards.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a fan. I wear my night guard every single night now.
I am too. I always tell people that think of it like an insurance policy. The investment that you're going to make on, let's say, retainers, $250 to maybe $350, and it's going to, if you take care of it, it's going to last for years. You just break one tooth.
Yeah.
The investment's worth it.
Right. I agree.
Now, with that being said, you must actually put it in your mouth and actually sleep with it at night. It doesn't do or protect you if it's sitting over in the drawer next to the bed.
As I've admitted to you before, when I first got my first night guard, I'm like, I can't wear that. That felt too strange, fit too weird. But then it really did. It did get to a point where I noticed when I wouldn't wear it. And I do have crowns, as I've told you. You know that, and only on the top, but I got to a point where I was waking up in the morning and I had like pain in one of my teeth and there was something else. And I was advised to go ahead and start wearing the night guard, and I started wearing the night guard and that pain went away because obviously I was clenching or doing something that I shouldn't be doing.
Right.
So never again. I can't go anywhere without my lovely night guard. It's with me always. Yes.
Absolutely. So we all live some very busy lives. I don't know about you, but I have twin girls at home that are 15. I'm in a blended family right now. We have four other daughters. So life is busy. But we still all have to find ways to deal with that stress, right? So we mentioned it a little while ago. You've got to have some great, you know, things that you love to do and that help you release some of that stress. We talked about working out, meditation, journaling.
We didn't mention dancing in the kitchen or the living room.
Beautiful.
I mean, that's something I love doing too.
Absolutely. So do my girls.
Uh-huh.
So do my girls. So if we don't find solutions like that to help us release things, then guess what happens? We're literally living our lives every day in something called fight or flight mode. Sympathetic nervous system is turned on, and that is not a state of health. I know you know this.
Oh yeah. I really, like I said in the beginning, I love talking about stress. I really do. But that fight or flight, when you explain it in such a way that our bodies respond to stress at like the fight or flight thing, you know, the old analogy about you're walking down the path as a more prehistoric man, and you run into a saber-toothed tiger, you have two choices. You're going to either fight it or you're going to run like crazy. I even heard freeze as well.
Yes.
Almost like a possum freezes under stress or duress. And what happens during that time, I know as a nutritionist and biochemistry that I go, oh yeah, what's going on is your digestion stops, your blood sugar that races out and, you know, ready to give you fuel, right? But that one key thing does go up too, which is cortisol, right? And what happens? So that's where we are. It's just all this chemistry is going on.
It is.
And if we don't get rid of it by either fighting mm-hmm. or running, I mean, I don't know. What happens if you're in the car and you almost get into a car accident? What go? And all those hormones go.
Oh, absolutely.
Really, what I like to think about is, what if we got out of the car and did jumping jacks or push-ups or something
right.
to get rid of that?
Absolutely.
But it's kind of like
toxic.
That. Yes, it is.
It's toxic. And mm-hmm. I find the busier our lives are, the more toxic your day is.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Just because you went to bed doesn't necessarily mean that those toxins went away. Mm-hmm. So you're processing the toxins at night. The sleep quality is not as good, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
And you really kind of are still fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You just may not be throwing your arms up, right. but you're fighting it here.
In the mouth.
And in the shoulders and,
yes.
and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, these days in dentistry, we're getting back to the point of trying to find, again, the root causes of what's going on. So the symptom is the breaking of the teeth and the wearing down of the teeth. But it's not actually the cause, right? The stress is the cause. The muscle tension is the cause. The not being able to process things properly at night because of the hormone imbalances from fight or flight all day long.
Yeah.
So, again, we have to get back to the root cause of what's going on. And you're going to start to hear more, especially in the world of dentistry, of uses of things like Botox and neurotoxins that will be injected in trigger points of some of these muscles.
Like in the jaw.
Like in the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Temporalis.
Okay.
Necks. Things like that, that are really the root cause of the long-term stress.
And so what Botox really does is it makes those muscle fibers not tighten up, right? They don't fire like they did those. The fibers don't fire. So they have to be relaxed.
They have to be relaxed.
Okay.
And that's really actually the same concept when you use any type of night guard or retainer as well. Because when your mouth is slightly propped open or a little bit more propped open, remember I talked about the hinge?
Yes.
When it literally can't go all the way down to close the hinge, it can only go maybe this far because of the night guard, there is no way in the world that that back pressure, you'll still clench, you may still grind, but there's no way that that pressure itself can be as strong as when it's out of your mouth and you close all the way down.
And that's when you split teeth.
And that's when you split teeth. Hmm. We even suggest to some of our very healthy, very intense athletic people mm-hmm. who work out all the time and who go to the gym all the time, which is a great way to relieve their stress, which mm-hmm. I'm totally happy with. But sometimes they actually need to wear their night guards and or retainers while they're working out. Because when you push into weights, especially mm-hmm. somebody really gets into weight, you know,
like powerlifting
and things like that, mm-hmm. really just any weights, a lot of people will push into the weight and not realize that they slam their teeth together while they're actually pushing up on the weights. If you are really consistent on a weekly, daily basis doing that, guess what? It's just like you were doing it all night long.
Oh my gosh.
So sometimes we'll have them actually wear these devices while they're working out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the, you know, this is playoff time this time of year when we're
yes.
doing this show, and to see the sports, you know, the athletes wearing their guards and protecting their teeth, and I'm always so happy to see that. But I wonder how many of them in the middle of the stress of the game, it's even helping them not bring their teeth together and grind in the middle of that.
I can help on that too because it's part of concussion protocol.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's another show, right?
That's another show.
I can't wait to hear that one. Okay.
I love it, Lauren. Thank you so much. We are going to be wrapping things up now. We are going to, sorry, I had to find myself there. I'm going to start that again. Thank you, Laura, again for being here. It was so fun to talk to you about stress. Trust me, stress is such an underlying, huge part of what I call preventive medicine, trying to be healthier.
Yes.
I love that kind of focus, not mm-hmm. focusing on the disease aspect of things, but really focusing on the prevention and health of wellness.
Exactly.
Right.
It's been really enjoyable. And I say it's one of my favorite topics.
Well,
thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be talking about that again.
Yeah.
So this concludes our episode, Stress and Your Oral Health, on the Living Beyond Face Value podcast. I'm Dr. Jill Wade. Thank you, Laura, again for guest hosting. It's been a ton of fun. And I always enjoy you being here with me. I wanted to also thank you, our viewers and listeners, for being a part of our podcast today. It's my hope that in some way, what we shared will help you change and improve some of your daily habits and figure out new ways to relieve your stress. Also, to help us grow and expand our reach, be sure to like and subscribe to this show on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you prefer. Just remember, it's time to live your legacy now. I'm Dr. Jill Wade, and this has been the Beyond Face Values Show. Until next time.